smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
It's 1 o'clock, the latest now with Joanna O.
The FIFA president Sepp Blatter and UEFA boss Michel Platini have been banned from football for 8 years. The ethics committee of the sports governing body found the pair guilty of a £1.3 million illegal payment. Blatter continues to insist he's been wrongly accused.
To suspend the president of FIFA or other what you call high-level functionaries to say they cannot go to a football match. This is absolutely wrong. It does not apply.
Meantime, Folkestone and Hythe MP Damien Collins is on the Culture, Media and Sports Select Committee. He says FIFA will need help getting its house in order.
In the next few months, there is a slim possibility that FIFA could reform itself, but I'm coming to think it may be more likely that we have to almost start again and build a new world football organisation.
This is KMFM News.
A man arrested following a 10-hour rooftop protest in the centre of Maidstone has been charged. Police cordoned off Miller Heights on Lower Stone Street after being called on Saturday night. 49-year-old Martin Tiplady from Kent Avenue in the town is due in court accused of causing a public nuisance. An Ashford woman who claimed more than £50,000 in benefits despite having a family inheritance worth £400,000 has been jailed. Tom's got the details for KMFM.
Well, Patricia Bowden received housing and council tax benefits for 4 years while owning a luxury holiday home in Florida. Accords heard how the property was rented out for more than £1,000 a week. She'd claimed it was bought as an investment for her children, but prosecutors said it was a sophisticated and cynical fraud of taxpayers' money. The 49-year-old from Stonegate Farm on Ash Hill in Ruckinge has been locked up for 2 years.
KMFM News.
9 out of 10 hospitals in England say they're struggling to recruit enough nurses to meet their own safe staffing targets. Analysis of Trust's own figures has prompted new concerns about the potential of a winter crisis in the NHS. Christina McKinney is from the health union, Unison.
It's not just about money, although that's a bigger element of it. It's also about the pressure of the job and what can be done to make the nursing profession more sustainable and that people don't burn out.
A lorry driver has been taken to a London hospital following a crash on Bluebell Hill. 3 vehicles were involved in the collision on the Chatham-bound carriageway near Buckmore Park just before 9 this morning. Education bosses in Kent have told KMFM they want more poorer children to go to grammar schools. The county council's launched an inquiry to work out why bright children from poorer backgrounds are less likely to go to one than those from richer families. It's being led by Jenny Whittle. She's been telling us what kind of things they'll be looking at.
There are some children from poorer backgrounds whose families are deterred from sending them to grammar school because of the cost of transport or the cost of school trips or uniform. All of those factors we will look at. We will speak to primary school head teachers, secondary school head teachers and also academics in the field, and we will build that into the inquiry when we make the recommendations.
Kent's ambulance service is once again urging us to only call 999 in an absolute emergency. CCAM says only half of people they're called to actually end up needing hospital. They're trying to reduce pressure on paramedics over what's expected to be a busy Christmas period. Here's operations manager James Pavey.
We get a lot of 999 calls, but only about half of the 999 calls we get, we end up taking anyone to hospital. So the differential really is for those people we've given advice to who perhaps could have sought other avenues. 111 is an excellent service, as are your local pharmacists and your GPs.
And an investigation's underway after a 12-week-old puppy was stolen from a farm in Medway. The English Springer Spaniel was snatched from kennels along Rice Street in Cliff on Friday night. We've tweeted a picture of the puppy via at KMFM News.
KMFM Showbiz.
It's claimed Star Wars Episode 8 will begin shooting in London in the next few weeks. With more on that and the rest of the showbiz news this lunchtime, here's Nicola.
Well, hot on the heels of this weekend's record-breaking box office opening for Episode 7, many of the cast will be back for the second rebooted film. Episode 8 is being written and directed by Rian Johnson, who takes over from J.J. Abrams. Elsewhere, former England footballer Frank Lampard and TV presenter Christine Blakely have got married at a ceremony in London. The ex-Chelsea star's former teammates John Terry and Petr Cech were among the guests, along with Christine's co-presenters Philip and Holly from this morning. And Adele's continuing to set records in the US. The singer's album 25 is now the biggest release in the States since her own previous record 21, after she sold close to 6 million copies in just 4 weeks. The Hello singer has a long way to go if she wants to match 21, though. That sold over 11 million.
That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk.